I like growing vegetables and fruits and nectarines and all that stuff. I like it.
Yeah.
But no. I heard his whole baseball thing. Right, Chris? I listened to the whole baseball thing, but I like to know more about you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very good. All right.
I like growing stuff too.
All right. Very good. Well, that's I'm glad because you're in the right profession for doing that.
Just so you know, I made Marty a peach cobbler like 4 weeks ago, and he's still eating it. And I highly advised him against that, and he won't stop.
It looks fine. It's in the refrigerator.
I'm afraid you're going to get some sort of tapeworm. I really don't recommend it.
Tapeworm.
It looks fine. I got hungry last night. It looks fine. All right. Hey, appreciate it, Chris. Very, very good call. Let's go to Julius. Is that correct?
It's Julio.
Sorry, Julio. Julio. I get my glasses at Lexi. See, I'm far away. Julio's in Fremont. How are you? Go ahead.
Sorry, Julio.
Good. Yeah, just your Crazy Giants fan on Twitter.
Cool. So what's up?
Not much. I just wanted to just talk real quick about the game itself. I think Slater saved the game for us with that home run and then obviously with the catch. And just want to say I love you guys and doing a great job. Carmen, Marty, Lexi, you and Hunter bring a lot of positive energy, you know, to us fans, and we really appreciate that. And just want to say yes, 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 and we just need to take them, you know, one day at a time.
Oh, very good.
And thanks, Julio. We really appreciate that. We love you too. Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you,
and
Julio.
So he brought up Slater's catch. We hadn't talked about that. Slater made a nice catch in left field today. Saved the game. Very good.
Yeah. If he doesn't make that catch, there is no extra innings because Freeze would have driven in, what's the guy's name? I forgot the...
Let's see.
Mine threw a blank.
Well, I got my scorecard here. Here we go. Freeze. Let's see. Osuna. Yeah, one of them. You're right. I got on my course score. I got a big star next to an L7, so the line drive to left field. Osuna would have been on, and Freese would have gotten him in on a double. Right? All right, Julio, what kind of farm do you have?
I'm just a public servant.
Oh, okay. All right.
I work at the Social Security Administration.
Oh, very good. One of my favorite places. I like it. Keep the checks coming. I like it.
Yep. Hey, I've been there for 15 years. We'll retire from it. So.
All right. Julio, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
very nice.
Thank you, Julio. Yeah.
Take care, guys.
That was cool. Very good. Julio's a good call.
I think Julio has a medicinal farm.
No, Julio was fine. That was a good call from Julio. Julio had the Slater catch. Julio was on it.
Julio's on it.
Yeah, he was on it.
I liked it. I mean, he said he liked us, so I liked him.
Yeah,
yes,
same.
Does. He did say...
Compliments will get you everywhere with
he
me.
He put me last on this thing. All right. How about Jacob in San Francisco? Let's go to Jacob in San Francisco. Go ahead. You're on KMBR 6.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
Good. How you been? You're on with Lexi and Carmen and me.
Hello, Lexi and Carmen. Is this Lexi Hunter Pence's wife?
Well,
yes.
I'll let her answer that.
I am. Or he's my husband.
I'm a fan of you guys on what's the video game site? I forgot. I'm sorry.
Twitch.
Very good.
Twitch. Yes,
yeah, well,
exactly.
Thank you for supporting. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I heard you guys on Gary Vee. That was funny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you again for watching.
Yeah, of course. Well, Marty, I have to tell you, I did not see this day coming where the Giants would be on a 5-game win streak, but it happened. But I think the biggest issue of this year so far has been the clubhouse presence. Now, I know Lexi's on the show, and I love Hunter and everything Hunter's done for the Giants, but with his injuries this, you know, the past few years and especially this year and last year, I think it's harder for him to have as big of a voice as he's had in the past. And I think the Giants have been missing this loud voice, this Latin presence that we used to have with Casilla, and I've called before about this, but I think the Giants really need this something in the clubhouse, you know, a Pablo Sandoval loudmouth or a Casilla or Andres Torres. And you know, Henry Schulman has said that Pagan's been a cancer to the clubhouse. I really don't think that. I think Pagan was great with the Giants and everything he brought. And when he was hot and when he was on the field, he was a spark. And he was that table center that we needed. Now, Denard Span is doing that real well right now. But with his injury history, I don't know if that's going to be able to – if we're going to be able to have him the whole entire year healthy and ready. And obviously, doesn't look like this year we're going to be able to make the playoffs, so it's time for next year.
Whoa, Jacob, Jacob, don't even go there. We're turning this boat around. Let me ask you this, Jacob. What do you consider a leader in the clubhouse?
Well, it's not just a specific leader. It's not just one leader. It's a group of guys that come in and are loud. Johnny Cueto said this to Andrew Baggerly at the beginning of the year, that the clubhouse is quiet and you know, everyone kind of does their own little thing, and that's great and all, but when you're a team, you see the Warriors and how they all hang out together on road trips and how they all like to hang out and all go together to the movies after the games, and you know,
Jacob, let me just stop you right there.
I'm sure that is with the Giants, but I think that, you know, you need, we've seen it in 2010 with Pat Burrell and Aubrey Huff. Wow, what two unique guys, Cody Ross, then you had Juan Uribe and Edgar Renteria. And then in 2012, you had Marco Scudero and Angel Pagan. Then you brought in 100 Pence, which was incredible. And then in 2014, we had Madison Bumgarner. We still had the Ryan Bogusons and Michael Morrises and 100 Pences and those kind of guys. This year, the clubhouse seems quiet. It doesn't seem like we have this type of leadership that's been there in the past that's been missing. And I think, you know, that has a big reason as to why this club seems quiet. And Bobby Evans has said it. A lot of people have said it around the club. This club seems a little quieter.
So what would you like them to do? Would you like them to, like, go out to the movies together? Would you like them to go to dinner together? What would change that for you?
Right now? Sorry, who's speaking right now? Is this Lexi?
Yeah, sorry, it's Lexi.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something that I've thought of a few times, and I think that something that some, you know, I don't, so I'm not in the clubhouse, obviously, I don't really know, but are they playing music? Are they all having fun together? Are they all playing dominoes, cards, you know, stuff that a major league team do? Are they going out to dinner every night, you know? A lot of these guys have families, and obviously you're going to spend time with your family when you're home.
Let me say this, Jacob, because you're going around in circles now. You know, you don't really know what's going on. They may be quieter people, but when you see them win and you see them come back in games and you see the spirit, when you win, it looks great. When you lose, it looks like everyone's quiet and not doing well because these guys take it seriously. But it is a different mix of people. But it doesn't mean you can't win with it. But it is a different mix of people that were here before. But still, you have the core guys who are winners. And when you play and win, it looks different.
And let me say this. Let's say the Giants are on a 10-game skid of losing, and you see them bowling together, going to dinner, playing video games, laughing it up. Would you be happy about that? Or would you be, why aren't you taking this game more seriously? I can tell you that 90% of Giants fans would say, hey, you should be in the batting cage. Hey, you should be working on your game. You should be thinking about what you did. So while you may think that, I think you're the minority. And when you're calling out Latin players like Andres Torres and Santiago Casilla, I don't think they were particularly boisterous members of the clubhouse per se. You know what I mean? I think they were good guys, and I think they were good clubhouse guys.
It was a different mix of people. But it doesn't.
I forgot Gregor Blanco there, too.
All right, Jake, I appreciate the call, as always.
One more thing, Marty.
All right, go ahead.
Also, why haven't the Giants, their presence in the Latin market and the international
market? Well, they just spent, their first-round pick was a young man from Puerto Rico.
Oh, and I love that.
Well, that's all right. So, and he's
amazing.
Right, and his first game was last night. Just a second. His first game was last night. And, you know, there are two players at A-ball now, Beltre and Fabio, I think his name is, Fagan. I think looking very good. You know, so it's just up in there. You've got Miguel Gomez at Richmond who looks like he can play. So there are players coming up, and of course they picked the first round pick from Puerto Rico. So you can pick it apart, but the main thing is you have to have players who know how to play baseball and win. And you have different combinations at different times of cycles of baseball players, and that's the way it goes. But your call is always appreciated. Thanks, Jacob. All right. That's Jacob. Let us go. Josh, are you okay? Yeah, all right. Let's go.
Also, really quickly before we take the next call, you know, I think Jacob actually brought a really great point up about basketball players, you know, the Warriors, you know, going out and having fun. And I think that's great, right? Like, that's team chemistry, which is, you know, has a lot to do with it. I think in baseball, and you can't compare the two sports because we play every single night. It's like being with someone every single night is really, really hard to, like, want to, you know, you need alone time. You need to recharge. You need to, and basketball has what, like, every, I don't know. They play games every two nights?
Well, 80, they play 81 games. They'll play three a week.
Yeah, so three a week, you know. So imagine every single night. That's a lot of time spent. Like, these guys spend more time with each other than they do at home with their wives.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people don't realize that, but yeah.
Yeah, it's he's more interested in the mix. And as I say,
yeah, I would love to see them hanging out and doing fun stuff together too. But
well,
like Carmen
he's
said,
talking more of the Latin player mix. Why aren't there more Latin players right now on the team with some of the guys in the past? And I understand that, and it's been written about, and it's part of the cycles of baseball. It's not excluded intentionally. But that's just what happens, and then you have players come up, and they fit that mold. They sign players all the time from the Dominican Republic. They're doing it all the time, Venezuela and places like that. So it's just a question of getting them to the big leagues. They have not gone in the Cuban market. They haven't spent $80 or $90 million for a player from there, and not all those players have been successful. There have been the Yasiel Puigs. There's still the jury's out on Abreu for the White Sox. What do you think of Puig?
It's funny because when I met Hunter, I met Puig that same day. Yeah.
The show together, right?
Yeah, they did the show together. And so I got to meet literally the two extremes of baseball.
Yeah.
But he didn't speak much English. So he just said, quiero una novia. And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish.
He wants a girlfriend. Is that it? I think that novia is a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right, Josh? Am I right on that?
Yeah, I think so. By the way, I thought that last caller was really interesting.
Yeah.
And it was, even though I didn't agree with him, I generally don't agree with that caller. But he was being critical. I thought you handled that well, Lexi.
Wow,
had me wondering if you've ever maybe been out with Hunter or even by yourself, maybe you run into a Dodgers fan or someone who might have something to say to you guys. Have you ever been in that sort of situation where someone just says, hey, Hunter, you suck?
No, that would be really interesting, though, because, you know, Hunter is so gracious and he's so nice about things that I think he'd be like, oh, okay, like, thanks for just being a fan of baseball. You know,
funny.
I've heard him say that a lot. Like, you know, people come up to him and says, hey, I really like you, but, you know, I'm a big Dodgers fan.
Yeah.
Like the Giants. Yeah. So, and he'll just say, well, just thanks. I'm just glad that you're a fan of baseball. So thank you.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
And Hunter doesn't seem like a guy that would get that because he's such a
lovable guy.
And we're not encouraging you guys to come up to us and say you suck.
No, he always gets, look, we've done enough interviews with him. He always gives you a different answer.
Yeah.
You never know where he's going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And but his Father's Day stuff was good, Raph. We should play that for Lexi. He did a nice thing on Father's Day talking about his dad. Very good.
And he was great on Fuller House.
Yes. Fuller House. Yeah, I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, he was. Actually, funny story about Fuller House. He had food poisoning the night before.
Hey.
So he didn't eat anything that whole night. And so he's going in front of a live audience. The only reason why he wanted to do Fuller House, because growing up, you know, the sitcoms when, like, the big new cameo person comes on and they're like, woo! Like, the audience does that. That's what he was looking forward to being that person. But then he got food poisoning, so he, like, really trooped up and soldiered through and really did an amazing, I thought, a really great job on that show. Did you watch it, Josh?
Yeah, I actually watched it I work here, so I have to watch everything Giants-related.
Right,
but I grew up loving Full House. I have to say, it was really cheesy, but, like, in a really cute way. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Just like that show is supposed to be.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Boy, great. A lot of fun. All
Marty
right,
has no idea what we're talking about.
No, not at all. I'm thinking of Full House. No, that's...
Yeah.
It's the sequel to Full House.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was with you with that. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I didn't realize.
Hunter Pence was on it for a couple episodes. He dated.
I did not know that. All
were
right.
you dating him while he was dating this person
yeah,
on the show?
Yeah, it was right before we got engaged.
Very good.
When we filmed it.
I like it. All right. I didn't know that.
It was funny because the little boy in that show came up to me and was like, so what's it like to watch your boyfriend kiss another girl? And I was like, you little stinker.
What's it like?
He was so awkward at first. Like, he, like, didn't want to touch her. He, like, didn't want to, like, even get next to her. And I was like, Hunter, you have to pretend like she's your girlfriend. Like, it's okay. Like, calm, you know, like, he's just so true to heart that, like.
Very good. Cute. Yeah. Very good. Boy, this is fun. Very good. All right. Lexi Pence is with us. Carmen Q, me, and Giants have won five straight. All good. Very good. Well, Josh will take a break. 808 KMBR. We'll get everybody on. Appreciate all the calls tonight and tweets and everything else at Baseball Marty. Lexi, what's your handle on Twitter?
Let's Get Lexi on all the socials, especially YouTube. YouTube.com/Let's Get Lexi.
At?
Oh, at Carmen Cuse. C-A-R-M-E-N-K-I-E-W.
All right. Very good. Right, more coming up. More coming up. Giants win today 2-1 and 11. An excellent baseball game. Tomorrow they go for their sixth, and it's Jeff Samardzija on the hill tomorrow, the big guy. And he goes against Trevor Williams from ASU. And another, I think that looks like another good matchup for me. That'll probably be 12-11. Because today I said, well, you know, this is two pitchers who give up a ton of runs, and it's 2-1 in 11 innings. So you never know.
You never know
what you're going to see at a baseball game. All right, more coming up. By the way, we are on at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. 8 a.m. for us tomorrow morning. All right, more coming up.
So should just come back tomorrow?
Would you please? I can't do it alone. All right? 808 KMBR is our number. More coming up on the Sports Leader.
Pence swings, and he drives one into deep center field. Itziarte going back. Still going back. Adios, Pelota! And Hunter Pence has tied the game. That was a shot toward the deepest part of the ballpark, to the left of straightaway center, and into the seats. It is 3-3. And for Pence, his second ninth-inning home run, with the Giants trailing. This one ties. The other one put them ahead in the ninth inning in what, the last four games?
This is Hunter Pence of the San Francisco Giants. Now back to the Giants post-game show with Marty Lurie on KMBR 680.
All business, right?
All business.
All business.
Yeah.
Took care of it. That was in spring training.
Yep.
And he was nice enough to do that, but business.
Good. If he ever gives you a hard time, you let me know, Marty.
From now on, absolutely. Absolutely. Dude, this show is different now, let me tell you. This relationship with me and Hunter Pence has changed dramatically today. But he hit two home runs, maybe. One was a pinch hit and the other one ninth inning. How about that?
That was great. That was great, especially coming off a lot of no hit.
Yeah, he must have felt pretty good.
No hitting times.
Yeah.
The drought. We'll just call it the big drought.
Right. Really? Oh, this was huge.
Yeah.
And it sort of got him going.
Yeah.
You know, now he's hitting the ball pretty well after that. Carmen, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to read this text that came in on the text line.
Did we say who it's from? You got to say who it's from.
It's from 925 area code.
Okay.
Marty, this format post-game sucks. S-U-X, all caps. I never turn off your show. First time for everything.
Oh,
well, thank you very much. It's not salty.
I hope it's not salty.
Yeah.
From Sacramento.
He's throwing a ton of shade at us.
All right. Hey, look, you know, we have fun. We've got many, many shows to do. And, you know, as Lexi said, you know, you go through 162 games and you go through 162 pre-games and post-games and you talk about the season and what it's going to be like. And
you know what, buddy? It's all right to miss one.
It's a breath of fresh air, honestly.
Thank you.
We know the game. Look, we've all talked about the game today. And, you know, Matt Moore, the walks again, but still he got him into the sixth inning and looked a little bit better today. Bullpen, 5 1/3, shutout innings today. Span had another big hit today. Hunter had a nice play in the outfield today. Ryder Jones played well a third today. Slater hit a home run today. Posey made maybe the best play of his life today to save the game. Belt got doubled off on a crazy replay today.
Not his fault.
Eddie Montague, where are you? First of all, Eddie, Carmen and Lexi. Let's see, Eddie responded here. All right. I texted Eddie and said we want the umpires to wear a bow tie, and we want Eddie to wear a bow tie as an umpire. So he said I'd have to get a clip-on. But my favorite uniforms were the ones when I first came up from Fetchmeyer Clothing in Cincinnati. Eddie, did I say that right? Dark blue pants with dark blue blazers. It looks so much more professional. I love it when the umpires wore the dark blue blazers behind home plate.
Big fan of the blazers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
You like it?
I love the blazers.
You want a good shoulder
blazers,
pad.
The blazers.
All right. Eddie, bow tie for you? No? Maybe get Eddie in a bow tie.
That would be amazing.
You got to meet Eddie.
Yeah. Then you can get sponsored with
and
different
bow ties. And you know what I'm saying? Eddie is listening. All right. I was up in Sonoma Thursday night, right? And I threw out the first pitch. And so many nice fans up in Sonoma, really, who listen to the show all over California, Northern California. Sons of Johnny LeMaster listening today in Tokyo. He's already texted me here.
Wow.
But Eddie, I had a guy come up to me and said, Eddie Montague, when he was in the Little League, and this is when, like, he's a 7th, 6th, 7th grade or 8th grade, the last, Eddie, I hope you're listening, he is. He said the last game of the season, Eddie got so mad at the umpire, he chased the umpire out of the field.
No way.
Eddie, is that true? The guy can't. He told me the whole story, so I guess he must be one of Eddie's.
Chased him to do what, though, Eddie? What was your next move if you caught him as a little leaguer?
Don't ask.
What was your next move?
Don't ask. But he told me that story Thursday night. I said, Eddie Montague, he's the nicest, calmest guy in the world. Apparently, as an umpire, he was a little bit different. You didn't mess around with him, but he should be in the Hall of Fame. He was that good. He was that colorful. He was that good.
He's great, too. I feel like on the air, you know.
Oh, he's the best.
So knowledgeable, so but love when he comes by.
Yeah, so Eddie, I'm going to wait on the text on that one. I want you to confirm or deny that one, that you chased the umpire the last Little League game. All right, let us go to Robbie in Washington, D.C. Robbie, nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, hey, Marty, I just wanted to say, and Lexi and Carmen, I just wanted to say thanks for taking my call. And kind of for taking me a while I'm out here in D.C. I just wanted to say that today's game, that had a lot of fire, and it should have a lot of fire into this clubhouse. That, you know, it's never give up until the last out of the regular season.
Well, that's the way I look for whatever it's worth. I say when you're five out with four to go, that's when you start to worry. But I start to worry a little earlier this year. So it's a day by day, and you just have to go out and win a ball game. And that's all. You can only win one game a day. And you just have to have all the elements and try to get it together, because there's more baseball after this season as well. So you got to get the team playing well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wanted to just wish you guys a happy 4th of July, and I'll be taking notes on the Nationals and the Mets series on Monday night.
Very good. Big fireworks, right? Big 4th of July celebration, right, in Washington?
Yeah, thunderstorms are out here, too, so just know that the weather delays.
All right. Hey, appreciate it, Robbie.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie.
Thank you.
Right, take care.
Thanks
right,
for the call. John in Morgan Hill. John, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, Lexi, I was just wondering, I think Hunter's the emotional center of the team, and I was wondering about like Hunter in general and baseball players too. Why can't they show more like that sense of humor on the field, like during a game, like that scene in Field of Dreams where Moonlight Graham talking about winking at the pitcher, you know, like throw the pitcher off, like with some gesture that really rattles him, and that would be amazing. If Hunter could do something like that, what do you think?
Oh, John, I love that idea. I'm all about that. I think, you know, baseball, it's an old classic sport, you know. I think if he did do something like that, I think, you know, he would probably get a lot of flack for it in the clubhouse. You know, it's a traditionalist sport, you know. So as much as, you and I agree that they should have a little bit more fun with it, you know, bring out their personalities a bit more, I just don't think the MLB is ready for that, personally.
Not today. Now,
not today. It's growing.
Years ago.
I mean, look at Twitter. People used to make fun of Hunter on the Twitter all the time. On the Twitter.
You're turning into Marty. The YouTube, the Twitter.
on the YouTube.
Come on, guys. Pick it up.
People used to make fun of Hunter for being one of the first MLB players on Twitter, and they'd say, I'm going to go take a, I'll just say Dookie. Not sure if we can cuss on this show, but, you know, why don't you tweet about it? You know, so Hunter would always, you know, it would take him a while to warm up to Twitter. And then, you know, when I met him, I was like, what? How can you not be tweeting? This is our future, you know? So I think you're right. I think eventually it will evolve to that, because there's so many great guys that have so much personality. You know, one that popped into my head is Baez. Like, he's got so much personality. Whether you like him or not, like, he is spunky, and you enjoy watching him. Pui, you know?
Yeah.
Not very many people like him, but you love to see what he does, right? You love to see how he reacts. Or even when Hunter in the right field, you know, puts up his hand to his ear. I totally agree with you, John. Hopefully we'll get more of that, though.
Yeah, and I think, like, the way that the MLB wants the trend is they want to be younger, they want to expand their audiences. And the way that they're doing it by making the game shorter, I think, yeah, certainly that's one way. But I think the way to make it more attractive to younger people is to let the players have more fun. You know what I mean? I think they're kind of on the right track with these, you know, outfits for different things.
Yeah,
and they're on the right track, but I'd love to see more of it. I think there's a lot of rules that I'm still kind of like, those are a little antiquated. I understand you want to uphold the tradition of baseball, But if you want to evolve it in the direction of millennials, younger audiences, I think that's the way you got to go, step by step.
We're getting there, though, like the nickname weekend.
Yeah, I love that.
Does he have a nickname?
He picked one out. I was really hoping for Kazambolinas, but I know Jarrett Parker helped him. Right? Yeah, that's my maiden name. Okay. I know Jarrett Parker helped him pick one out, so I'm like, oh, gosh, what are we going to see? I have no idea what to expect.
Okay. All right, that's in August.
That's in August.
Well, let me say, you both, I think, said it very well. What baseball's trying to do now is expand through social media. Exactly what you're doing with Hunter on YouTube and Instagram and all the things you do. And I think, Carmen, through social media, that the ball players are getting to be known. I mean, years ago, you never could have ever imagined seeing Pee Wee Reese and his wife, you know, or Mickey Mantle, or Willie Mays, or, you know, Cal Ripken.
Right.
Or someone like that in their personal life. But today we get to see your personal life, and it's encouraged to do it. So that's one way that for John, you know, the people are getting to see the players. Also on the field, there is more of the bat flip and, you know, a little bit more expression when you do things. And then you get someone like Madison Bumgarner. If you flip the bat, you know, he's going to come after you. So you have that.
But that's exciting, right? Like, yep.
That's how he sees it. So that's how he sees his role and how he wants the game of baseball. But years ago, you'd have the player come up to the plate and the pitcher would be on the mound and they'd shout things at each other. Or, you know, the great Babe Ruth, the great story of Babe Ruth.
I was just thinking about him because him off the field, though, too, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my gosh, that guy was so magnetic. That guy had so much spirit.
He was
just full of so much life that you're like, you know, you want more of that.
He was the first real big superstar, mm-hmm. You know, the first big icon of baseball, and baseball was getting that way. You know, I love the history of the game. In the 20s, the world was getting that way, and Babe Ruth stepped into the roaring 20s and became that big hero. But in the World Series in 1932, he pointed to center field after taking two strikes and said, I'm going to hit the next one out, and he did. And it's one of the famous moments of baseball history. So I think we're going back to that in many ways, but I think we're doing it through social media.
Yeah, and hopefully walk-up songs. If those could get more fun, I'd really enjoy those.
Should I ask what's the walk-up song?
The walk-up songs when they go up to hit?
No, I know that.
Oh.
What's Hunter's walk-up song?
He's right now using Wonder Woman, the newest Wonder Woman soundtrack. And then,
I like that.
Yeah, with all the drums and the violins, I think. And then he's also using the X-Men soundtrack.
How often does he change his walk-up?
Quite often, actually. Yeah. I'm trying to get him to use this song from Hamilton right now.
Oh, so good.
Because we saw it, and so hopefully he'll do that.
Good. All right, good.
Yeah. I think a lot of guys don't even choose their songs. I know Brandon had 99 Problems for a long time. And then it switched, and I thought, you know, he finally chose a song. And I ran into him the other day, and I said, did you change your song? And he said, no, they just, like, gave me a new one. I don't know what's going on. So I guess if you don't choose one, they just give you one. And I have a feeling like Crawford or somebody was behind that. But, he has a brand new song that he didn't choose.
See, they fool around with each other.
Yeah, and when that game Pokemon Go was going, I was like, Hunter, you need to do the Pokemon intro song. That would be so epic. But he wasn't into it.
All right, Josh is looking at me, right? Come on, you want me to talk Pokemon Go, right?
I
want to
know what your walk-up song would be.
Some from the Beatles. You know, is that okay?
I love it.
Is Beatles okay?
I mean, yeah. Right.
Which one?
I want to hold your hand. That's a good one.
That's very. You know.
So that's going to get you hyped to hit Homer.
Rocky Raccoon. I like that.
Helter Skelter, Marty. Come on.
Come on. I love the Beatles.
What would yours be, Josh?
On, Josh. Yeah, come on, wise guy.
That'd be the Perfect Strangers theme song. You ever hear that song? That's a good one.
Love Balky.
And Raph, what do you got?
Probably Lowrider. I mean, you know. We'll go with War, you know, the band War. Remember
War? What is it good for?
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
How about you, Carmen?
Get Back, Ludacris. Very intimidating.
Nobody could top the Beatles. Right?
I mean, it's just not very pump up. You know what I mean?
It is. It brings back wonderful memories.
Yesterday.
If I could remember that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Good,
Lexi. Lexi, are you a singer?
No.
Not at all. All right. All right, let's go to Alfonso in San Francisco. Alfonso, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty, first of all, I wanted to say that today's show is very interesting, and I really thank Lexi for, like, given us all this information about Hunter Pence, and we're able to visualize things, and it's good. It's a good way to like look into the player, you know. But so that 925 text, just throw that text out the window because that guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, thank you, Alfonso. Yeah, I appreciate really nice. That.
No, I listen all the time, you know, and sometimes, you know, you throw a spin on something, it makes it more interesting. I'm in traffic and I'm enjoying it. It's like I'm watching a TV show, but I'm listening to it. And
have you
really,
laughed out
really
loud yet?
Yeah. Did you lol?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A few times.
Attaboy, Alfonso. Attaboy.
Two things. First of all, my most memorable Hunter Pence moment was the game had just finished, and they opened the left field fence, and he walked in with his agent. He had not been in uniform yet. It was a rumor that he was coming. And he walked in, and I was like, You know, I said, oh, you know what I said after that. I said, dude, he's here. You know, because we all heard it was a rumor. And then he walks in with the agent, and he walks in after the stadium's emptying. And he started signing autographs. And I was like, you know what? The Giants are serious. They're going for it. You know, and that's my most memorable Hunter Pence moment.
That's a
when
great moment.
When we got him, I was like, we got him. You know what I mean? And
that's what I said when I married
my
him.
Other thing was,
got him.
Yeah, we got him. And my other thing was that, you know, I kind of agreed with the caller that said that we don't see that spark in the
Jacob
in the dugout, right? Like during games and stuff. And you know, I understand it's a different cast of players, but it does. I remember seeing, you know, we got Freddie Sanchez. He was always like pumping, you know, we'd score a run. He'd be right there holding on to the railing in the dugout. And I remember seeing Aubrey Huff and Pat Burrell said he would play for free. He said, just pick me up, please, somebody to the Giants. He said, just put me on the team. I'll play for free. So I do understand what he's talking about with that, you know, but again, it must be hard to do that, like losing every day, but let's hope that with this little winning streak, maybe they could start bringing that little league dugout thing back to life, you know, where we see the fire. Because I like the Giants, and I support them whether they lose or win. You know, it's our team. I never thought I was going to live to see a World Series after 2002. After 2002, I said, you know what, that was our chance, we're done. But we got three championships out of this team, so we can't in 5 years. I never thought we were going to be able to see that in my lifetime. I gave up. We had Barry Bonds, and we couldn't win one with Bonds. We're not going to win with anybody. But we won it with people who played hard and had fire, and hopefully this little winning streak can get that thing going. You know, I understand that call. We want to see fire out of that dugout. You know, we want to see it.
Yeah.
We want to see it.
Well, but, you see it when anyway, they win. And when you get rallies
exactly.
going, and you have to win some games, and you see it. And believe me, if they were turn the record around, if they were 51-32, no one would say anything. They'd say, wow, this is the greatest team. What a camaraderie. These guys love each other. Wow, what a great team. But when you lose, everybody thinks, so, well, it doesn't look so good. But these are professionals. And I said it when we started the show. Their job is to win and to play. And what I like about them, and we saw it even during the losing streak when they were losing 21 out of 26, they came back in games, and they came back in games, and they just got beat at the end. And then all of a sudden they started coming back in games and winning games and turned it around. But they never stopped fighting, other than maybe those few games against the Mets when Bochy sort of got a little excited and said, hey, enough is enough. We've got to get this thing going. But other than that, this is a team that's fought hard. I mean, they fought hard coming out of spring training. No one saw this coming out of spring training.
No.
Hunter was healthy. Span was healthy. What we're seeing from Span now is what I thought I'd see in spring training because he played from day one. Hunter, even though he had the little oblique thing at the Fan Fest in spring training, he played every day
mm-hmm.
in spring training. So mm-hmm. coming out of spring training, all you want to do out of spring training is just be healthy. That's it. Doesn't matter if you win or lose, if you have 5-70, it doesn't matter. Just get out of there and be healthy and do the season. So this whole thing has been really an eye-opener for everybody.
I also think, you know, it's okay if maybe we don't see a ton of spark from the dugout. You know, we're winning. I think that's what matters the most. So, you know, we have to be okay with, you know, some of these new guys maybe being a little bit conservative, just maybe just being open to the idea that we don't have the same craziness as we've had in the past, because the team has changed a bit. Doesn't necessarily mean it makes them any less charming or great. You know, yeah. I just think we need to be open to the idea that maybe it's just a little bit of a different team, different personalities, different character as a team.
Yeah, I mean, as somebody who makes animated GIFs as their social media bread and butter, obviously I want to see them be weird and do weird things, but...
Has it been harder?
It's been so much harder. I mean, like, they just don't look very... I'm not going to GIF, like, Buster Posey striking out. Like, that's not fun.
Right.
So... I think, you know, one of the things that I would prefer to see versus, like, a fired-up team is just an authentic team that, you know, like, they're emotional when they're emotional, they're fired up when they're fired up. I think it's worse to see something that's, like, manufactured, because that would just make me feel awkward and, like, this team was just being weird and hiding things. You know what I mean? So
not saying that it won't happen.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather just have it happen authentically.
Yeah, but at the same time, we have to be open to the idea that maybe it won't happen because we're all so laser-focused. In winning.
Yeah. No, that's everybody wants to win. Yeah.
And if you're not getting excited by the team, you can always count on things like a streaker coming and really igniting this team and pulling it together.
Yeah, we've had so many streakers this year.
Is it
really
back?
Love taking
is that
their
back
clothes off.
Again? My God.
Do you think that if this team was winning, there'd be this many streakers and people on the field this year?
Well, there have been a few.
I think once we start winning more games, we should have more streakers.
Also, I had explained to Marty what furries were earlier today.
Yeah.
Like, furries.
Well, there's this. No, I didn't know.
He thought it was just a cute thing that people did.
No, I did. Come on, Henry Shulman and I talked about it today, and it's been all over Twitter, and it's people in Pittsburgh dressed up in little furry animal costumes.
So they're there. Why are they in Pittsburgh?
Well, that's where they happen to be. That's where the little group went.
Oh, there's a convention right now.
Yeah. Right, of people with these little outfits. But Carmen has explained to me that it has another purpose, that they get together.
Hey, to each their own.
So, look, we're Californians, and I guess they get together, and they are little furry people.
They're not just mascots.
No, and they do things that furry people do, I guess. They're furry animals whatever. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Henry and I talked about it on the show today. We were laughing about it. And Joe Panic said he saw a squirrel, a guy dressed as a squirrel walking around. Come on. It was tweeted out today.
He was with Lucille, too.
Yeah, really. Lucille didn't go on the trip. That's all Lucille needs is to go on a trip like this.
It's a dedicated hobby when it's as hot as it is in Pittsburgh and you're dressed in furry outfits.
No,
you know what I mean?
Dedicated.
I had no idea.
Good for them. Lucky you.
Yeah, whatever.
Good for them.
Yeah, whatever. All right, 808 KMBR. We'll be back with more. By the way, you guys are getting a lot of love on Twitter.
Oh, that's nice.
Since you read the text from 925, you're getting a lot of love on Twitter right now.
That's not why I did it.
I know. But
I hate criticism.
Everybody has, you know, everyone has an opinion, and who cares?
Yeah,
it
doesn't
matter.
It's all right. You know,
you're never going to please everybody.
Yeah.
It's just that's not the way it works. When I first started doing this broadcast thing, Bill King, the wonderful broadcaster for many years, he's going into the Hall of Fame this year. He said, look, you're never going to please everybody. So don't worry about it. Just do what you do and do it the best you can. And if someone says they don't like it, that's the way it goes. Just do the best you can. And that's the truth. And that's this whole thing. So you'll find people all over that say, well, we don't like this or that. And you just let it go and just do the best you can.
Let it go.
Great advice.
Yeah, it's true. Because I'm thin-skinned. What do you mean you don't like me? What do you mean you don't like the show? Huh? You know.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, but now, you know, and people do, you know, my few people on Twitter every once in a while say things. But it's okay. Because you're never going to please everybody all the time. And that's it. Even if you're a little furry animal, you're not. All right. I didn't know that. I had no idea this whole furry thing was sort of a fetish kind of deal.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. You said that a little. Yeah. Okay. Like, you know what's going on here.
I mean, a little bit.
All right. All right. More coming. Lexi with us. Great to have you here. Lexi,
yeah,
who's with you
me.
Today, by the way? And I know you're videoing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm live streaming it right now on my Instagram. Let's Get Lexi. I'm here with my good friend Christine and my good friend Kuro Kuma.
Now, can some of this be seen somewhere?
Yeah, my Instagram.
Right now?
Right now. I'm live streaming it.
Okay.
Let's Get Lexi.
Okay. So someone just goes to Instagram. Carmen, explain this, how to do it.
Open Instagram. Click on Let's Get Lexi. enjoy.
Yeah, and I'll be answering questions during the break. So sure to tune in there, and then I'll answer some questions if you guys want.
All right, very good. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up. Giants 5 in a row.
Woo-woo.
They go for 6 tomorrow. Right here, KMBR 680, the sports leader.